This is the Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. And we thank you for tuning in to the WPGM Community Forum. We've taken the mic today to the Susquehanna Valley Technical Institute, just recently opened. And we're going to be talking about how it relates to the overall project of the Central Susquehanna Valley Education Project. Dr. Lanair Allam is director of that. And we're also joined by Karen Michu, the director of technical programs at the newly opened institute. Also, the certified nursing assistant coordinator, Tammy Perkins, is with us to comment about her part in all this. Thank you to you, Tammy, Karen, and Lanair. We appreciate you being with us.
We've talked before about the education project as a whole and how there are different steps. This is another step, correct?
Yes, it is. And, we incorporated in 2007, and it typically takes about 20 years for a community college to become established in the Commonwealth. And that's an arduous uphill climb. But we have accomplished some of the major milestones, and this being one of the major milestones, opening the Technical Institute.
And up until this point, what has come into existence?
To be able to assemble and coalesce a board of directors that really understand the mission. We developed a business plan. We developed a strategic plan. We completed an economic impact forecast. And we've even conducted an audit of our progress. In addition, we started the nursing assistant training program while we were still in Zion Church, and this is currently running the 10th session. And we've just been able to meet with the county commissioners, with stakeholders across the valley numerous times and keep them apprised of where we are in the process. We went through the State Board of Education to approve a new license for this school, and also we completed approvals for three programs: welding and fabrication, wood manufacturing, and the nursing assistant training program.
And that's where we'll get to you, your part in that. Give me just a bit of your background and what will be done here.
My background is I'm an RN. I've been a nurse for 35 years now. I was a CNA at first, then I became an LPN, and now I'm an RN. Here, I'm going to coordinate the classes, bring in new students, get them ready, explain what's going to happen. And Greg, who's our instructor, he'll do the actual teaching. So the program is 23 days long. It consists of 40 hours of theory in the classroom, 40 hours of skills in a lab, and then 40 more hours in an actual healthcare facility we do at Sunbury Mansion, and they work with the clients there. And on the 23rd day, they graduate and can sit for boards, so to speak.
Okay. And how much of a need does that meet in this area? Is that something that people are looking for, but it's difficult to come by in the area?
It is. People need to be able to work around going to school, for one. So if they can afford to not work or stay up all night and go to class all day, it's very much needed. In the medical field, there is an extensive need for CNAs. They work short staffed daily. So in order for our buildings to get better, for healthcare to get better, we need more certified nursing assistants in the area.
And same question for you. The other two programs, those are probably things that are lacking in this area.
The welding program is there to fill a need because there are many, many companies in the area that require welders that have the skills to work in the industry. And the wood manufacturing, we have companies that are begging us to do the program so that they have skilled laborers and skilled individuals working in their plants. Something as simple as reading a tape measure is a skill that they need and isn't exactly predominant out there. So We're doing what we can to fill these gaps.
And you gave me a pretty good education here touring the building. I learned a lot. So everything I know about welding, Karen taught me in the last 20 minutes.
That's true. So the welding department's very near and dear to my heart because there's a lot of math involved, and I started out at Triangle Tech as a math teacher. So I build on that and how to make everything relatable to what they're going to be doing in the field and how they're going to need it. Same thing, you know, with the wood manufacturing. You know, we try to make everything as relatable as possible for them so that when the time comes, they're using the skills that they have and they don't have a lot of information that they don't need.
Okay. And you just had a formal grand opening here. Give us a little of the background to what brought this particular portion of the overall project to fruition. I mean, how far back does it go, and where does it go from here?
So when we started the nursing assistant training program and saw the need there as well as how those classes always filled, we recognized that there was a gap in, and we had a survey done, a gap needs analysis, and found that there were occupations needed in the area that weren't being filled. And so we heard about the closing of Triangle Tech, and immediately our board of directors said, one, we don't want to lose something that's vital for our area, and two, if we could assume that property and the contents and retain the talent that's already there, we could continue that operation and add to it. And so that is what our board did. And in fact, it was the day following their final graduation that we toured this property and reached out immediately to the realtors and proceeded to purchase.
Sounds like Karen kind of came with the building, and so you've got a good start.
Absolutely. You know, actually, Karen's 23 years here, and her talent, her understanding about how to operate a technical institute is invaluable to what we're doing. We also were able to retain the building and construction trades instructor. He will be teaching the wood manufacturing, and eventually we will bring him into building and construction trades, which we will offer here in the future. And then we also retained Austin Turner, who is the welding instructor, and he's been here, I believe, 6 years, and many students recognize him. He just has a very relevant way of teaching welding, and these students are endeared to him.
As far as moving forward from here, I mean, starting out with three programs was a little bit more cautious that you had to get into it slower, or is it just a huge red tape to get to the full operation?
Well, let's put it this way. It's manageable for us at the start, and it's also a required number of programs by the State Board of Education. So we're following all of those requirements and have a really strong relationship with the State Board. And what they will do is now they'll review our progress regularly and then grant us opportunities to apply for additional programs. And that's our intent.
And really, the setup here, even before you have started those programs, looks like there's a lot that are ready to hit the ground running.
In fact, that is exactly how we perceived this. And we are currently today, we have licensed admissions representatives who are meeting with the high school students and the guidance counselors locally to gauge their interest and hopefully have them enroll, because this is close to home, it's affordable, and we already know that there are job vacancies in this area. So, you know, we just see this as fulfilling three wins for everyone involved: the employer, the student, and the school.
Yeah, that's got to be a good feeling for the students or at least their parents to know that there's an option now that's affordable. I mean, no one's really swimming in money these days.
Exactly. Yes, exactly. And we feel for our students and their desire to move forward in life, but with the barriers that they face, we have to be able to overcome those. And we believe this is the way to do that. And we have somebody who has been a career advisor here at the school during the Triangle Tech Days, has forged wonderful relationships with the employers. And we hope to just continue that and build out additional employers and additional programs. So one thing different that we're doing that Triangle did not do is we are going to run two tracks of training. One will be the skilled trades, and one will be allied health programs. So we will be continually adding on to what these three programs that we currently have. We want to meet the needs of our healthcare industry and of our manufacturers and our service industries in a way that is meaningful.
Certainly, these three programs are also jobs that this area, you know, these are students that won't have to leave the area necessarily.
And how important that is. You know, what we're looking at is creating generational sustainability in our region and the economic sustainability that we're growing here ourselves and retaining here. That is our objective, and to have an opportunity to be part of that process is a tremendous honor for all of us here at Susquehanna Valley Technical Institute.
And I'll go back to you because on our tour a while ago, you gave me a little history of this. Having grown up in Danville, I barely knew this existed, this area, but this has a pretty rich history and a lot of different stuff happened here. Could you run through that for our listeners quickly for those?
Just a little bit of it. The mountain was used, the granite on the mountain of the stone was used for helping to build the wall in Sunbury. And then it was also Boyer Chevrolet. Mr. Boyer had bought the land hoping to use it. I think he was looking for a get-rich scheme, but it didn't quite work out the way he planned. He put Boyer Chevrolet up here, became Performance Chevrolet. Eventually, WTTI was here. And when WTTI was here, they rented half of the building to Triangle Tech. Triangle Tech then bought the whole thing, and now it's Susquehanna Valley Technical Institute.
It's funny, if you stand facing the building, you feel like you're in the middle of nowhere, but if you turn around, you realize you're right at the split of 890 and 61.
Yes, it is. It's a good place. I always tell people when you turn off 61 and you head down 890, when you start to see houses, you went too far. And look up the hill, and we're up there.
Yeah, I was looking at the Google Maps trying to figure out where I was going, and I thought, wow, this is easier than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, it's a good location. I mean, we're close enough to Sunbury for students, close enough to the southern part of Northumberland County. Snyder and Union counties are right here. I mean, Montour County, it's a good location for us, especially with the trades that we have. Those counties that I mentioned all have needs for welders, woodworkers, and CNAs. So, I mean, it's just a prime spot for us.
Okay. What's next here? Kind of waiting for the students? I mean, is there a timeline for getting going?
So right now we have begun the promoting the school and recruiting. So we want to have a minimum number of students, and to do so, we may hold off until about mid-June until we enroll a full class, or we may start sooner than that because we have multiple instructors for each of the programs. So it will just depend on the number of students that we recruit. For example, you know, until the high schools graduate, that pool of students won't be available until mid-June. But there are adult students who are finding out about this and reaching out to us. So, and we are reaching out to the different network connectors who can reach them. So We are here, we're open, we're ready to get going, and so if a student is interested, please call us or email us.
You know, visit our website. Phone number is 866-204-8760.
Okay, and the website is?
svtech.institute.
Now, from the grand opening you had, I would guess that the guest list for that was people who have an interest in this area.
Elected officials certainly do have an interest in seeing this become sustainable. And so to that end, we had our feature speaker was Representative Michael Stender. And he really spoke to these doors opening, new opportunity in this valley. And then we had Megan Beck, who is a Northumberland County Commissioner. And she spoke to reach out to us if you're parents, if you are a student, if you're economic developer, reach out to us because we're here to serve you. We had John Shipman, who has been on this project since the inception and was supportive through many years and many obstacles. And he spoke, and it was just an honor to have him here. We had Hank Baylor, who's our board president, and he spoke to the fact that we could certainly use sponsorships of students. So if there are those out there who feel the draw to help with that, we can accommodate that. And then we had James May, who is the district manager for U.S. Congressman Dan Muser. He spoke an invocation and just was clearly requesting for God's favor on this school and on the students and the faculty administration, and that this school would operate to God's glory.
And I'll tell you, for all the negative things you read in newscasts over the years, it's so nice to see something like this where we talked about when it was just sort of a more of a thought, and now we're seeing it come together. So good news there.
Indeed it is, and I will say divinely orchestrated all the way. I just want to also point out that Megan Beck, who is also on our board, is a Northumberland County Commissioner and supports the establishment of the Regional Community College. This would be Pennsylvania's 16th Community College, and we understand the constraints that these counties have as far as their income levels and the difficulty to be a state statute regulated sponsor of a community college. And so we are seeking ways to be able to find those dollars as an alternative to taxation. And that's what we're working on, even through this technical institute.
This has been a presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. The views expressed on the community forum by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the moderator, staff, or management of this station.